Happy New Year! I am happy to share that with the new year comes a fresh new stream of Bay Birds. And I'm thrilled to kick off this new season with one of my favorite birds to spot this time of year, the cedar waxwing. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. I'm back! This is Bay Birds. The cedar waxwing is quite possibly my favorite bird, but don't tell the golden-crowned sparrow or brown pelican I said so. To me, cedar waxwings are flying art. Freshly painted with silky, shiny colors of brown and gray, a sleek black mask, beautiful red droplet accents on their wing feathers. Actually, these waxy red drops are how the bird got the name waxwing. And their tail looks to have been dipped in lemon yellow. Interestingly, in the 1960s, cedar waxwings with orange tail tips instead of that lemon yellow I mentioned started showing up in the Northeast. Apparently, this aberration is the result of a red pigment ingested from the berries of an introduced honeysuckle plant. If a cedar waxwing eats enough of these berries while growing a tail feather, the tip of that feather becomes orange. While cedar waxwings will eat insects and swoop around in similar fashion to swallows, albeit in a more clumsy manner, they are primarily fruit eaters and can subsist on just fruit for several months at a time. In fact, they are one of the few North American birds to specialize in fruit, a trait that helps them foil the success of brown-headed cowbirds. You know, those birds that lay their eggs in the nest of another species so that the unsuspecting foster species raises the brown-headed cowbird young instead of their own? Well, brown-headed cowbirds raised in a cedar waxwing nest typically do not survive since they are unable to grow well on an all-fruit diet. All this fruit consumption may not always be such a good thing for cedar waxwings either. On occasion, waxwings have been known to become intoxicated or even die when consuming too many overripe berries that have begun to ferment and produce alcohol while still on the branch. Around the Bay Area, cedar waxwings tend to flock in large number to those red ripe berries growing on shrubs like the California native toyon or the highly invasive cotoneaster. Chances are you have a fully buried cotoneaster in your yard or neighborhood. Though cedar waxwings will certainly feast on the berries, in doing so, they unwittingly spread cotoneaster with every seed that passes through them. If you have one of these plants in your yard, you can help reduce its spread simply by cutting off the berries before they can be eaten. While this may not affect cedar waxwings one way or the other, it will certainly help the native plant population. Looking to spot a cedar waxwing? Well, they are in the area, but move around quite a bit in their social flocks. Look to the fruiting shrubs and trees as you may catch a glimpse as they swallow berries whole or pluck them from branches while briefly hovering in midair. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. I'm thrilled to be back, and until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.